Good evening. You are listening to Wellness Lehigh Valley. I am your host, Sally Hanlon. Wellness is important to a balanced lifestyle, and more, we as humanity are trying to figure out how certain elements can lead to more positive results. From mental health to the environment, including all things that can affect your wellness, I'm happy to invite you into conversations on ways to improve or think differently about wellness in the Lehigh Valley. And tonight's program is one that's extremely special because this is a unique program to the Lehigh Valley. And what you're going to be introduced to tonight is the Kelland Foundation. And you may have seen they have a food truck. You may have seen some of the events. But let me tell you, this organization, founded in 2008, is unique to the Valley. And as I was talking to one of our guests this evening, Eric said that the Kelland Foundation is now getting requests from all over the country about the special programs that they have been able to implement here in the Valley. And their mission is to develop, support, facilitate, implement healthy lifestyle programs to prevent and reduce individual, family, community, and national chronic disease burdens. And for those of you that don't keep track of this, although it's certainly in the headlines a lot, 60% of Americans have one or more chronic diseases, and 40% have two or more. And the cost on an annual basis in the U.S. just to handle the chronic diseases is $3.7 trillion. So it is a big expense that if we can get a handle on it and we can learn how to work better with knowing our bodies and the healthy relationships that we should be having with food and community, et cetera, it's going to benefit all of us. So I don't want to take any steam away from our guests. So first, I'd like to introduce Eric Ruth. He is co-founder and CEO of Kelland Foundation. Eric, welcome.
Thank you, Shelley. It's great to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. And I'm so anxious to hear about the history and how this got started. And with us also is Amanda Petribono, who is Director of Operations and Culinary Medicine, which is a unique combination of things too. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here as well.
Yeah, and we're excited to hear about what all you're doing and preparing for the coming year with Kelland Foundation. So, Eric, would you just provide our listeners with a bit of your background, maybe even what led you to the co-founding of Kelland Foundation?
Yeah, I'm an accountant by background. I spent the first part of my adult life doing accounting type things, and mostly in corporate settings. And then I transitioned into running companies for a while, and it was enjoyable. But my co-founder, Dr. Megan Grega, who was a friend of mine at the time, she was complaining. She was kvetching. She was frustrated with the healthcare system. And she started telling me that as a family doctor, she could not accomplish what she wanted to do with the families and the children. And one day I just said to her, why don't we build what you think a doctor like you would refer people to? And let's build it outside the healthcare system. But in coordination and communication with them, but do it the way we think it should be done to make the families and the children in the Lehigh Valley healthier. And she said yes. And that's kind of the starting point for Kelland. And I'll let Amanda talk about her background first before we get into the full history of Kelland.
Okay. Yeah, well, you got me intrigued now. So, okay. Amanda, now I remember at the symposium, you gave a little bit of your background, which I thought was fascinating about how you actually got into this. I don't know if that's what you want to share, but please give our listeners a little bit of your background and sort of what got you to Kelland.
Yeah. So I am culinary by trade. So I grew up here in the Lehigh Valley and then went off to the Culinary Institute of America for training purposes. I got my associate's degree in pastry arts, which is funny because now I mostly work with vegetables. But then I also got my bachelor's in business management and applied food studies. So the study of food and community. I did a stint in New York City as a pastry chef. And when I wanted to come back home, back to the Lehigh Valley, after a little bit of burnout, I found the Kelland Foundation and it really resonated with me. So I was part of the team that created Kelland Kitchens. And from there, I've been lucky enough to now grown to Director of Operations in Culinary Medicine, where I help bring our overall mission to life. So I oversee the production of our plant-based meals, our community food access, wellness-focused education throughout the elementary schools. And from someone who has twins at home, I understand how difficult it is of making the healthy choice the easy choice in everyday life. And so that really has become a personal goal of mine, as long as in addition to the rest of my team, to try to connect all of those pieces and work as the intersection of food and community and lifestyle for all of those of us in the Lehigh Valley. So I'm very excited to be here.
Well, and you know, you mentioned something that I want to make sure that we emphasize here, and that is that you're sort of logo, your brand is making healthy choices the easy choice through both access, education, cooking, and lifestyle medicine. And so many people today think that healthy has got to be difficult to do, because you just, you know, you can't go to a franchise and pick it up off the shelf and just pop it in your mouth. So I am so glad you're here today to help share that message with all of our listeners, and hopefully they'll share it with their friends and family as well. So, Eric, the history. Okay. Obviously, this started before 2008, these conversations.
Absolutely. We started, and what we did first, Dr. Megan and I simply started what we called family intervention programs, family lifestyle medicine programs, and we brought families, including grandparents and parents and kids, into a group setting, a small group setting, and we taught them the science behind why real food is important. We taught them why exercise is important in a balance. We taught them why social connection is important and sleep, et cetera, and how to cook real food. And we used to make fun of ourselves because it was Megan and I, and we used to tell people, they used to say to us, well, I'm not a chef. And I said, we're not either. If a doctor and an accountant can cook, anybody can cook. And that's how we explain it to people. And so in the early days, we started doing this. And for the first four and a half years, we kind of self-funded ourselves just to prove that this worked. And it did work. We tried to scale it. We brought in two residency programs. One was the St. Luke's residency program in Bethlehem, and one was over at Somerset Medical in New Jersey, to see if resident doctors could scale what we were having success with in our small growth. But we learned very, very quickly that relationships are the difference, because those docs were in and out all the time, and all of their patients wanted Megan and Eric, because they knew that we were there every week. So very early in the learning curve of Kellen, we identified that relationships mean more than the things you do, the toolkits or whatever else you have around you. Relationships make the difference. We made a corporate decision at that time. We were a young, small corporation, two people, but we said, we're not ready. The world's not ready for this yet. We were so far ahead of the curve. We called it bleeding edge. It was our money, but it wasn't getting any money back. Mm-hmm. So we started Easton School District. We approached them. Megan had been involved in our wellness committee, and we approached them to say, would you like us to teach in the elementary schools? And we got two schools to start with, where the principal said yes and the school district said yes. Within 1 year, it was seven schools. Within 2 years, it was Easton and Bethlehem school districts. And today we're in 47 elementary schools across the greater Lehigh Valley, teaching what is real food, how to read nutrition labels, how to be a food detective, and building school gardens for all the kids. So that program took off. So that was our second program. So we had the lifestyle programs, we had the school programs. And then one of the children came to us also and said about cooking. So Megan and I, this is before Amanda, we were so thankful when she came and applied. We were out in the streets in parks and stuff in the summertime doing 6-8 week long sessions, cooking on grills or whatever else we could cook on, to show people how easy it is to make real food taste good by just using seasoning instead of using salt, fat, and sugar all the time. And again, we did it. It has improved 3,000% since Amanda came, but we were doing that then. We started the teaching kitchens back before Amanda, but they were not anywhere near as good as they are today. And then one of the kids in one of our schools said, my parents can't get the food you guys talk about. and it was one of our inner city schools that we were in. And so that was the catalyst to launch our first Eat Real Food mobile market for food access back in 2016. In 2019, we got a second market because we expanded into Allentown and Lehigh County. Today, we have two markets and we're across the whole Lehigh Valley, and we do deliveries to corporations, we do deliveries to schools, we do full markets out in food insecures. This whole process has evolved into the four components being the Healthy Neighborhood Immersion Strategy. And I'm going to let Amanda dive into some of the specifics. But what we do is go into an area, specifically downtown Allentown or downtown Easton, and say, we're hitting you. We're in the schools. We're in the gardens. We have food access with mobile market. We have teaching kitchens programs. And we now, again, have relaunched our lifestyle medicine programs, both in the community and to corporations. This whole thing is called our Healthy Neighborhood Immersion Strategy. And so when you go into a neighborhood, any one of those programs would be really cool, but we do all four at one time. And that strategy and those initiatives synergistically, dramatically increase the impact. And that is what Kellen has built in the Lehigh Valley. And that is what doesn't exist around the country at this point.
Eric, and you're building this. I mean, we've got some other organizations in the Valley like Rodale Institute and the Plantrition Project and Nurture Nature. And have you been sort of coordinating and working with them through this? Because, I mean, this is an amazing, expansive effort that you have.
But we know Scott Stoll very well. Plantrition has evolved mostly into the annual conference, and Scott has moved more into the publication that he does. So Plantrition doesn't actually have programs on the street anymore. Pretty much it's the national conference, but we've known Scott since way back. And that's we still work with Rodale quite a bit because their whole mission is the ground to the human and the person and how that connects. So we do a lot with Rodale consistently back and forth.
Okay.
Nurture Nature Center is mostly focused on the environment and that piece of it. So we're friends with all of them and we engage with all of them, but we focus really on the individual and family health.
All right. So
I'm going to stop and let you continue because I want Amanda to talk too.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get to Amanda now as we talk about sort of the expansion and getting into the neighborhoods with all of the projects. And your area, Amanda, is just, I don't know where you begin.
So to dive more into the Healthy Neighborhood Immersion Strategy a little bit, to give more background on that. So yes, it is a big overlying concept that we are really trying to focus on to create lasting impact throughout the Valley. Like Eric said, there's all of these wonderful programs and nonprofits and businesses and people trying to help those in our communities. But we have found that if we can connect with them and focus on our four pillars, the Kellen Food Access, the Kellen Kitchens, the Kellen Lifestyle Medicine, and then our Kellen Schools, that really ties together lasting impact as people get older, from children all the way up to senior citizens. So for us, our Kellen Food Access, we bring our Eat Real Food mobile market into these neighborhoods. Right now we're in Easton, Bethlehem, and Allentown, either delivery or full market sites. And we bring fresh, affordable produce and prepared meals directly into these either neighborhoods, offices, hospitals, and even schools. And this can take the place of either a grocery store, so for those that can't get to grocery stores, or it can just help with somebody in a doctor's office that is trying to have healthy meals available for lunch or breakfast. They can pre-order and enjoy that throughout the week. And it's also a great place to connect. So what we have found is that we're not only a meal delivery service. Right now I have staff at the West Ward Market in Easton, and my staff knows most of the customers' names. They know their kids' names. We teach them in the schools, and they're able to make that connection of not only just buying food, but also a lasting either friendship or someone to talk with during the week, which is really nice to know somebody for 5+ years if we've been at a site. Eric talked about Kellen Kitchens. This has grown since we started it 7, 8 years ago. I was lucky enough to be the person that started it. Now my husband, Andrew Pietrobono, is the executive chef, and we have a wonderful team of cooks below him. We have Trevor Smith and Lowe and Rosani, and they all make incredible plant-based, plant-forward meals, trying to highlight local ingredients. During the growing season, we try to purchase from as many local farmers in the Lehigh Valley as possible. So not only are we providing food to those that may not have food access, but we're also giving the opportunity for farmers to have a wider ability to distribute their products, and therefore we are putting money back into our local economy at the same time. Kellen Lifestyle Medicine, the intervention programs have grown since the original 2007-2008 timeframe. They're led by our chief medical officer, Dr. Megan Grega. Eric Ruth is there, and I am there, and we create, it's kind of where science meets our practice. So we offer immersive programming that empower people with chronic diseases like diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, so that they're able to either reverse or manage their health through food, movement, sleep, stress management, and social connection. And then the final thing is our Kellen School program. So we're in third, fourth, and fifth grade, like Eric said, in 47 different elementary schools. We teach all about the basics, and it's a program that builds off of each other, which we feel is different than the one-time thing. Let's say we went in, taught some third graders, and never came back. They might remember the crazy vegetable people in the green shirts, but if they see them every year in third grade, fourth grade, and fifth grade build upon the education that they got, it's really great. We showed up to a mobile market site yesterday. We drove in, and literally kids ranging from third grade up to probably late middle school, early high school, they screamed, "Sensei Eric and the vegetable people." They were so excited to see us. They ran over. They were asking about what real food we had available. They were asking how we could help. And that's really why we do what we do. We're making these connections and hopefully making lasting change.
We are certainly covering a lot of territory, and I hate to break it up, but we got to take a little break right now. Listeners, please stay tuned, because our guest, Eric Ruth, who is co-founder and CEO, and Amanda Pietrobono, who is Director of Operations and Culinary Medicine, both at Kellen Foundation, have much more to share with us about what is going on. So please stay tuned.
For the past 3 decades, WDIY has sustained itself through direct contributions from listeners. Our model is simple. The people who listen to the service are the ones who support the service. As WDIY celebrates its landmark 30th anniversary, we invite you to join us as a WDIY member by making a membership gift today. This is something you could do right now to make a meaningful difference in your community. Call 610-694-8100 extension 4 or online at wdiy.org.
Welcome back to our Wellness Lehigh Valley program. We are talking about the Kellen Foundation with our guests, Eric Ruth, who's co-founder and CEO, and Amanda Pietrobono, who is Director of Operations and Culinary Medicine. And before we went to break, they were describing some of the four pillars of their program, which is to lead to a healthy neighborhood immersion strategy. So what I'd like them to share with us now is maybe some examples of successes or things that have occurred in each of those four areas. So Amanda, let's start with you, because you talked a little bit about the schools. And one of the questions I had in my mind that I shared with you was what happens after they go to middle school or senior high school. So can you share a success story or some of the progression that has happened with the school program?
Yeah, of course. So when I am teaching in the schools with the kiddos in third, fourth, and fifth grade, I always lead my presentation off with, everyone here at Kellen Foundation wants to give you the tips and tricks on how to lead your healthiest life. And we also want you to remember balance. That's the whole point of living your healthy life. So we're going to give you all the tools in your toolkit to be able to figure out what a real food is. We're going to tell you great sleeping habits, that water is really good for you to drink, trying not to drink a lot of sweetened beverages, trying to exercise, do all of those things so that as you grow up, you're able to reference back to these learnings as you're forming your own habits, and then you're able to hopefully make healthier choices as you're getting older. We often say that None of us are perfect. So if it's your birthday and you want birthday cake, please have your birthday cake and enjoy it with the ones that you love and have a great celebration. But try not to have birthday cake every single day or for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And we are getting to see these kiddos at such a implementing age that they really are just absorbing the information. And what has been really wonderful is now that I've been with Kellen almost 9 years, we have now taken some of the people that I have gotten a chance to teach in third, fourth, and fifth grade, and they've actually come back as either interns or summer volunteers or people to help on our mobile market or in our community gardens. And they still reference back to the things that we were able to teach them and how it helped them, or, oh, I learned how to grow a garden and now I have my own garden at home. And so that's been wonderful to see. And it doesn't only affect the kiddos, it also affects the teachers. As you come in, as you can imagine, we're the crazy vegetable people, and we talk about eating vegetables, trying not to have a lot of sweetened beverages, and sleeping and exercising and doing all those wonderful things. I'm thinking of one teacher up in Bangor, and we actually got a note from their mother, and they said, "I don't know how you did it, but you got my son or daughter to eat green beans. I tried for years, their entire childhood. I couldn't get them to eat green beans. You come in once." And we talk about the power of taste buds and trying new things and trying foods in different ways and different cooking methods. And this teacher did this veggie challenge with their kids and tried this green bean for a couple months, and now they love it. And the parent was so thrilled. So it's not only with the students that you're seeing the changes, it's also the teachers and the parents of the kids as well.
And Eric, we talked a little bit about food access. So we're just talking about green beans and access, and let's move on. And what is this pillar about, and what has been a success or an area you've been able to support?
I think the food access, the biggest and most obvious one, last year we started in a new site in Allentown. Within 5 weeks, we were seeing over 700 households every time we went once a week.
Wow.
And the amount of need, but also the amount of desire to have real foods and to be able to cook with them and use them. And that's all we have. There's nothing bad on our trucks. Everything is real food. And then the relationships that you develop, and then the testimonials that you get back from people saying how much has changed their lives and how much they could do it. I mean, it's an ongoing beauty of what we do is that we're constantly getting weekly feedback from people who might have been in chronic disease. We've had people that have actually reversed their type 2 diabetes by just
Yeah.
eating well. I think the food access is that destination, and it becomes this community hub in that neighborhood. And so we get other people like behavioral health, housing people, anybody else just to come in and join us to make it a bigger destination. And it through COVID, it was like the only thing that people could do. They'd come out and put down picnic blankets and sit away 6 feet away from each other, but so many people they saw all time. And so it was great.
Well, and I know that in a lot of what I've been reading, like the community potluck, especially if it has a healthy emphasis to it, is extremely beneficial mentally as well as physically for those that participate.
Social connection is one of our big things that we do inadvertently just because we are what we are. But that is a huge pillar in lifestyle medicine, yes.
Okay, so while we're still on food, what about the kitchens, Amanda? Can you tell us something about what goes on with the kitchens and a success story, or what is available to our listeners?
Yeah, so the kitchen is a really fun model. We have about 150 different plant-based, plant-forward items on our menu that we rotate through weekly, and it's available to the general public. So every week we have something like a power bowl, a salad, a soup, fresh baked bread, healthy desserts, a dip, sometimes a main dinner or entree available. And anyone in the Lehigh Valley can pre-order it on our website. And they are able to either pick it up at our home base in Tadmi or at any of our mobile market sites throughout the Lehigh Valley, Monday through Thursday. And what has been really fun is we've created this awesome network of people, either from our medical students and our residents pushing any of their people throughout the community our way, or people that we meet out in the schools or on the mobile market, all just trying to find a place to get easy, affordable, and healthy food. Because anyone knows life is busy. So these foods range anywhere from $3 up to about $15, $16. But per item, you're looking at something that's very affordable. And most of the food is either trying to source locally or all made on site. And it's very nourishing, but also really delicious and enjoyable to eat. So,
and I can substantiate to the delicious, because at the symposium, you fed us well. Oh, this is very good.
That's our goal here. Nobody should ever leave hungry, ever. So we'll fill you up with tons of plant fiber and nutrients.
That's right. That's right. And Eric, the last pillar, and we highlighted this a little bit, talked about interns and medicine, but the lifestyle medicine component, the fourth pillar. Can you share a little bit more with our listeners about that?
Yes, we started Kellen with that program. And as I said earlier in the history, we kind of put it on hold for a little while. But in 2017, the American College of Lifestyle Medicine started offering board certifications for this. And my business partner and co-founder, Dr. Megan Grega, became one of the first 200 in the world to get board certified in lifestyle medicine. And we started doing our intervention programs right before COVID. But it was fine. And they're year-long programs, and we do three-month intensive, but then there's 9 months of support and relationship, because some people, after 3 months of intensive, here's the education, here's how you cook with this, here's how you change your taste buds, here's how you build your exercise program, you work on your sleep, all those different components, it just takes off. But there are some people that need to have their hand held a little bit longer, and we stay with them for 9 more months. And we've had dramatic successes, both in the community, which isn't being done much in the country, but we've also done it with employers, taking their staff, and many self-insured employers pay the first big piece of their stuff. And Kellen, with our medical background that we have, can go in there. And one of our employers, who I won't mention, has used this 6 times already, reducing the cost of their healthcare because we're helping their staff get healthy, and we're reducing absenteeism, and we're reducing other indirect costs that go along with it. So I think the success of many of type 2 diabetes is one big example. Hypertension is another one. High cholesterol, LDL, those can all be reduced through lifestyle choices. Yeah, we can just hold their hand and help people change. And then they become the champions and they become the role models. And that's how you make long-term change.
Right. And I think, you know, the healthy lifestyle also leads to better decision-making, because you're healthy and thinking well, sleeping well, whatever. But I think the other key component that I'm hearing from both of you is the continued support that happens in all of these pillars. It's not that you just go in and introduce something and then take off. You're there for the duration.
And toolkits are only toolkits. It is all about relationships. I mean, where can you go and get a medical doctor, a phenomenal chef, a grandfather,
a phenomenal other human?
And where can you go and get that to be with you and to help you change at one place and one time?
Right.
So we've grown that now. We've added a second doctor who is coming on part-time, and we're expanding into other people. There's other people that are training under Chef Amanda that are learning also. And so that is growing, and that's kind of the end game. If we can get people through that program, they will be champions of themselves.
Wow. We are rapidly coming to a close on this program, but before we actually end the program, what I'd like to ask of both of you is, if somebody is very interested in Kellen after listening to this and wants to get involved, but they don't live in one of those communities by an elementary school that you're immersive, what are some of the options, other than maybe going online and ordering, if they want to learn more versus just taste?
We have a lot of fun stuff going on throughout the year. One of our big fundraisers for the program is Lehigh Valley Veg Talk 2025. So this year is happening on Saturday, October 11th at our home base in Tatamy from 12 to 4. It's a family-friendly festival that celebrates healthy living. There's going to be tons of vendors and food and kids' activities and hay rides and interactive presentations. And it's just a really great way to round out the growing season and learn more about healthy living together. We also have our Lifestyle Medicine Symposium that will be happening next year. Mr. Eric Ruth, do we have a date that you'd like to call out?
It'll be May, but we don't know exactly when, yes.
Okay, so it'll be in the early springtime, and that will bring together healthcare professionals, educators, and community members to learn about the power of food as medicine. If you are in the Lehigh Valley, please come see us or come say hi at one of our mobile market stops. You can find that on our website at www.kellen.org. It's our full list, but we are in Allentown on Tuesdays from 3:30 to 6:30 at Franklin Park, in Easton on Wednesdays from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Westward Market, and then Thursdays at Pinebrook Family Answers from 3:30 to 6:30. So our team would love to see you. Come on out, look at the great produce, just come chat with us. And overall, you're welcome to reach out to us, but any little steps will make a big difference. So starting at home and cooking and enjoying the food, or coming out to hang out with us at one of our community gardens, we'd love to see you.
Okay. So any last words, Eric, you'd like to leave with our listeners as we close out this show?
Only that it's going to take all of us to do this well. You shouldn't be afraid of starting the process to do it. And everybody will go at different speeds to become a healthier lifestyle. But their impact on an individual person by making those changes by themselves with help is a phenomenal change. I mean, the healthiness, the mental acuity, the feeling of value and purpose, and the ability to live a healthy, not just a healthier life, but a longer, healthier life. Mm-hmm. Those are real. And so we're out here to help the Lehigh Valley in the corporations and in the community make that happen.
Terrific. Well, you are doing such an amazing job, and I'm just so glad that we're able to highlight and provide more information about the program to all of our listeners. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Amanda, for taking the time today to share this with our listeners.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you for giving us the space.
Absolutely. Listeners, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to this, and you can continue to listen to this after it airs on our podcast channels. You can also find past episodes and other programming at WDIY.org. So thank you very much for listening. I'm Sally Hanlon. This is WDIY 88.1 FM, and we'll see you next time on Wellness Lehigh Valley.